Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile!
With Eddie Cantor! Time to smile, time to wear a grin. That's the style. Put a dimple in your chin. Let your troubles ride from your fireside through the countryside. Cross the great divide. Push your cares aside. Find the sunny side. Time to smile.
And here he is, Eddie Cantor!
Ladies and gentlemen, say Harry.
Yes?
During the summer, I understand you're taking off Sundays.
Yep. Starting next Sunday, I'm off.
You're off, huh? Well, that's the beginning of gasless Sundays.
Hey, why am I laughing?
Yeah, it's you. But summer is really here, Harry. The beaches are crowded, the park benches are filled, and women are wearing slacks again.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me one thing, Harry. Why is it that a woman won't start wearing slacks till she looks like the back of a Greyhound bus? Why is that? Some of the slacks I saw must have had three shifts working on them. One woman I know made a fortune out of her slacks. She paid $8 for the material and got back over $30,000.
Oh, well, how did she do that, Eddie?
Advertising. She uses the whole back for a billboard. Why can't women go in for more sensible clothes, Harry?
Oh, well, they do, Eddie. What do you think of those new bathing suits they're wearing?
You call those bathing suits? They're just a coat of tan with a zipper.
Eddie, that's true. How can they make those bathing suits so skimpy?
Well, it's very simple, Harry Bonzel. First, they take a piece of thread.
Yes?
Then they put a price tag on and sell it. And for such fancy prices, everything that those women wear is so expensive.
Yes.
Harry, I wouldn't tell this to a soul, but do you know how much Ida costs me every year?
No, how much, Eddie?
$60. $60, Harry.
You give her $60 a year for clothes?
Oh, not just for clothes. It's for food, electricity, telephone, rent, and she takes care of a few relatives, those that I haven't killed, you know.
You shouldn't complain about that. It's got to cost you money if you want your wife to wear the new summer air-cooled clothes, you know.
That's new? You call that new?
Isn't it new?
Harry, when I was a kid on Henry Street, I had open-toed shoes and air-cooled pants.
Air-cooled
pants. After the shine wore off, they were air-conditioned with cross-ventilation yet. And those penthouses that they have here in New York, you think that's new? Where you sleep way up high and get a breeze with the view?
You mean you had that on the Lower East Side, too?
Sure. We used to sleep on the fire escape. We'd get the breeze, and if you rode by on the L, you'd get the view. Of course, that was in the old days. After all, you know, I was born here in New York on the East Side, you know, 31 years ago, Harry.
30.
All right, 33. But that was in the old days. Today, with these new air-cooled theaters, it's different. Oh, Harry, a fella gets up on a hot July morning, puts on a raccoon coat, earmuffs, and long underwear. He's ready for any matinee, you know?
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. It's not that cold in those air-cooled theaters.
It's not?
No.
Did you ever see those ushers that stand around so erect? That's not military training. They're frozen stiff, those poor guys.
Well, while we're on the subject, how about those little neighborhood theaters? Do they have those big cooling systems, too?
Oh, they can't afford them. But they have something just as good. As you walk into the theater, the head usher drops a popsicle down your neck.
Well, with all this cold, there must be some way to warm up an audience in one of those cold theaters.
There is, Harry, there is. You just bring out a hot singer like Dinah Shore and let her sing a hot song like Daddy.
Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelet, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell and stable, clothes with fancy labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. gives an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. Let me be your inspiration. Say, Daddy,
yes, yes, yes.
I want a brand new car.
Yes.
Champagne, caviar.
Yes.
Rings, bracelets, everything.
Yes.
Tables, clothes with fancy labels. Daddy.
No.
Why, Daddy.
Dinah, that was lovely. And to show you how much I really mean it, will you have a bite to eat with me as soon as the broadcast is over?
Oh, I'd love to, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, call
me
Daddy.
How about that little Swedish restaurant up the street?
Well, I don't have much luck in those foreign restaurants, Dinah.
No.
Now, don't laugh, Harry, because no matter what I order, whether it's ragout de bœuf or poulet de casserole or bouillabaisse de poisson, it always turns out to be some kind of stew. I don't know why.
What's wrong with that, Eddie?
Well, they're soft, creamy foods, aren't they? And don't you say they don't give our gums enough work to do, Harry?
Oh, well, that's right. Sure. But I also say we can help give our gums that work, the work they fail to get from the delicious soft foods all of us eat, by massaging every day with Ipana toothpaste. Because Ipana not only cleans your teeth to natural brilliance, ladies and gentlemen, but when used with massage, Ipana is especially designed to help give your gums the stimulation they need for healthier firmness. And since both healthy gums and sparkling teeth are essential for an attractive smile, we sincerely recommend this easy, healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste, and every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
And as the recent nationwide survey showed, ladies and gentlemen, when you use Ipana, you're using the toothpaste dentists prefer for their own personal use, 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice, paste, powder, or liquid. Now, that fact alone should convince you that you can help yourself to a smile you can be proud of by massaging faithfully with Ipana toothpaste.
Eddie?
Huh?
Eddie, where were you?
Oh, I was just lying down, Harry. You know the Hal Roach star, Victor Mature?
Yes.
Well, I was out with Victor last night, and boy, did he set a fast pace.
Oh.
Gosh, at 3 o'clock this morning, he left the Stork Club on 53rd Street to go to the Rounders Club on 96th Street. But I was still with him.
You mean you had the strength left to go along?
Certainly. Of course, I stopped at 72nd for a transfusion. You have to do that.
I thought so. But did you at least have a good time, Eddie?
Harry, the best time I ever had in my life, if I live. Look, it was amazing. Every place we went, hundreds of girls flocked around. I didn't realize I was so popular. And Victor Mature was so sweet about it, so considerate, he wouldn't even let one of the girls bother me, no matter how hard I tried.
I suppose all the girls wanted autographs.
Oh, yeah, Victor signed hundreds of them. But I don't know, some girls are so silly. Every one of them said, Mr. Mature, can we have your father's autograph too? And his father wasn't even there. I just got it myself.
Well, don't worry about it at all, Eddie. After all, after a hectic night like you had, that would even knock out a man as robust and youthful as Victor Mature.
No, Harry. Today he looks as fresh, as youthful, and as handsome as he always does. You can see for yourself. Here he is, the male heartthrob of Lady in the Dark, Victor Mature. Anytime you're ready, ladies, you can look back at me again. But before we go any further, Victor, I want to congratulate you on your marriage last week. And tell me, what made you decide to get married so suddenly?
Well, you see, Eddie, I knew what I'd be up against if I came on your program single.
Victor, I resent that. There was no such thought in my mind. What do you think I am, a matchmaker or something? To use up a program of Ipana Salopatica just to make matches? The whole thing is ridiculous. You've got a younger brother, though, haven't you?
Yes, Eddie, but he's just a kid.
Well, that's all right. Just name any age. I've got a girl that fits. But now that you're married, I guess the girls will leave you alone, huh?
Well, I thought they would, but But just tonight, a very beautiful girl followed me to the studio. And no matter what I did, I couldn't shake her. There she is, sitting in the first row.
Victor, that's your wife.
Oh, I... Oh, yeah. Hello, honey.
You know, Victor, we have a lot in common at that. You know, standing up alongside of you, you know we resemble each other. That was a very dirty laugh. We do resemble each other.
Well, what do you mean, Eddie?
Well, we're both men.
Yeah.
We both have noses.
Mm-hmm.
We both have ears.
Yeah.
We both have lips.
I know, Eddie, but on me it looks good.
Oh, sure.
Let's stop kidding, Eddie. The women aren't half as crazy about me as you say they are.
What are you talking about? Look at those women out there watching you. Look at that gleam in their eye. Look. It's the same gleam they get on Dollar Day. You know, if you had 98 cents on you and they put you in Gimbel's basement, what's going to happen? You know, the women, they probably got their way from looking at those gorgeous pictures of you in Life magazine. Incidentally, that magazine may do a spread on me. You know, a lot of people would like to see Cantor in Life.
Yeah, Eddie, but more people would like to see Life in Cantor.
That's not true. I'm just as peppy as you are. All of a sudden, he makes himself for such a Samson. Why, I could play that love scene you had in Lady in the Dark, where you put your arms about Gertrude Lawrence and say, "Darling, when I look into your eyes of blue, a voice within me cries for you. I think of you the whole night through and long to say..."
How do you do?
Russian, I want you to meet Victor Mature, whom thousands of women have picked as their favorite.
Put your eyes on his nose for me.
You don't understand. You're face to face with a person who has been the most exciting news in the papers every day for the last 2 weeks.
Eddie Camper, this is Orphan Manny.
Why, no.
Listen, you Kremlin crumb. I am an actor.
Why, yes. For more than 6 months, Victor was with the Lady in the Dark.
Oh, too cheap to pay for electricity, eh?
No. Can't you get it straight? This is Victor Mature, the man who makes old ladies sigh.
Oh.
He makes young women cry.
Uh-huh.
And he breaks schoolgirls' hearts.
You beast, you!
Oh, but it isn't his fault, Russian. The women run after him. Why, girls have been chasing him for years and years.
But I wasn't married until last week.
Didn't have $2, huh, Shorty?
No. Stop calling him Shorty. Victor Mature is 6 feet, 2 inches tall. And what's more, he's the screen's outstanding Adonis.
He's standing on Donuts?
No.
I like that. No wonder he's so tall.
No, not Donuts. Adonis. Look at him. He's got oomph. Women just look at him and sigh.
So what? Yesterday in Coney Island, when the women saw me walk out on the beach, they all fainted.
Yeah?
What kind of a bathing suit were you wearing?
Oh, you gotta wear a bathing suit. I was wearing shorts.
Well, of course. Why don't you admit it? You know you have no glamour.
How dare you? Listen, Camper Mature, you can take your Johnny Weissmuller, Clark Gable, Robert Taylor, put them all in a pair of trunks.
Yes?
Pretty crowded, isn't it? Listen here, Victor Matchbox.
No, Russian. No.
Russian, for the last time, it's Mature. Mature. Mature.
Wasn't mature, baby.
Oh, give up, will you? Why, you're no match for Mature. He's got poise. He's romantic. He's dark and handsome.
Yes?
The Latin type.
I'm the Latin type, too.
You are?
Whenever the girls want to kiss me, I'm Latinum.
No! Oh! That's a pretty cheap pun.
Matches my salary. Listen, Kemper, I am just as big a glamour boy.
Can prove it. Go on, Russian, prove it.
Very well. Listen to this love letter I got from my girl.
This is from your girl, huh?
Darling, I love your nose. I love your ears. I love your teeth so pearly. I love your bite. I love your buck. I love your tail so curly.
Russian, that's a poem about a cocker spaniel.
What am I, a kangaroo?
Get out! Our 13-year-old singing star, Olive Major, starts her personal appearance tour this Friday, June 27th, at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. One of the numbers that made Little Olive so popular is the song she introduced on this program, the Hutsut Song. Here she is.
In a town in Sweden, by a stream so clear and cool, a boy would sit and fish and dream. When he should have been in school, he couldn't read or write a word, but happiness he found in a little party room. And here's how it would sound: Hutsut rocks and a rillera and a roller suet. Hutsut rocks and a rillera and a roller suet. Hutsut rocks and a rillera and a roller suet. Hutsut rocks and a rillera and a roller suet. Now the Rolson is a Swedish town, the Rillera is a stream, the Brava is the boy and girl, the Hutsut is the dream. Ha, ha, Rolson on the Rillera, and a roller suet, Hutsut Rolson on the Rillera, and a roller.
Wasn't Harry.
Yes, it was, Eddie.
What's the matter, Harry? Where's your enthusiasm?
Oh, I'm just a little tired, I guess.
Well, that's what I thought. You need a vacation.
No, well, I'm not that tired.
Oh, you got to have a little vacation, even a week.
But, Eddie, I don't...
In fact, I'm going to audition a couple of announcers right now to take your place.
But, Eddie...
I'll bet this is one of them. What is your name, my good man?
What's my name? People, please.
Russian.
I'm incognito.
Take off your dark glasses, you an announcer. Why, you can't even speak English.
How dare you!
Look, let him audition, Eddie. I'd like to hear what he thinks I sound like.
All right. What can you say about Sal Apatica?
Sal Apatica?
Why, yes.
Yes, yes, of course, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, Sal Apatica...
Go on.
There's more.
Oh. Of course. Did you hear that, Harry? There's more.
Yes, Eddie, and there is more than just remembering Sal Hepatica. It's also well to remember how fast this famous laxative helps you feel better. That speedy Sal Hepatica brings gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means that you don't have to wait till night to take it, so it's not necessary to go through the day feeling miserable. And keep in mind, too, Sal Hepatica's added advantage.
Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tomorrow. And whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Victor Mature, I understand that you're going back to the coast to make a picture with Alice Faye. Are you going to play another one of those dashing, romantic roles?
Yes, Eddie, but, you know, I'm sick of those glamour boy parts.
Yeah?
I'm going to be a He-Man in pictures like Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor?
Yes, I want to play a rough, tough, two-gun cowboy like he's playing in William the Juvenile.
You mean Billy the Kid, William the Juvenile. Billy the Kid. That's more my type of role, Victor. Can't you just picture me in chaps, boots, and a 10-gallon hat?
A 10-gallon hat? Eddie, with a head like yours, you could wear a Dixie cup.
Is that so? Well, if you think you can play a He-Man role, we'll play Billy the Kid right now and let you do the leading part. Harry Von Zell?
Yes?
Set the scene.
Yes.
The scene is a little western town near the border. Villainy and ruthlessness have been the watchword of this lawless town. As we approach the outskirts of this devil's playground, the only sounds we hear are the clip-clop of horses' hoofs,
clip-clop, clippity-clop, clip-clop, clippity-clop,
the swishing of the sagebrush.
Swish, swish. Swish, swish. Swish, swish.
And from the Gulf Stream comes the whistle of the south winds. As we go further south, we hear the voice of the border.
Look, I pay my rent. Why can't...
That was the voice of the border. As the scene opens, Deputy Sheriff Jim Cantor and his posse... Posse?
Meow.
Jim Cantor and his posse gallop up to the Black Snake Saloon.
Well, men, stop your horses. Men, Billy the Kid is in that saloon, and we're going in there to get him. But remember, the kid is fast on the draw. But we ain't afraid, are we, men?
Well, let's go in here regardless.
Come on, boys. Mighty big crowd here tonight.
Hello, Jim.
Well, if it ain't Cactus Kitty from Kansas City. Ain't she a pretty kitty from the city? Witty pitty, itty bitty. I'm going to keep this up, folks, till I get a laugh. Thank you. All right. Wait a minute. What's that noise, kitty?
It's that Hickey with his gang of cattle rustlers. They won't let me put on the floor show.
They won't let you put on the floor show, eh? I'll make them listen to the floor show. Quiet, you varmints. Folks, we will now listen to our star attraction, the Black Snake Trio. This is the only trio in the world that consists of two people. We will now listen to this duet as they sing a solo. Let's dance. On with the music.
Sheriff.
Why, what's the matter, gal?
Look who's a-coming in. The toughest bad man in the West. Billy the Kid.
Bartender, give me a double Mickey and a short beer for my horse.
We don't cater to bandits here. Now get out, Billy the Kid, before I fill you full of lead. I'll stuff dynamite down your throat and light the fuse. I'll hit you so hard I'll knock the Marcel wave out of your hair.
Oh, no, not that.
Gotcha, eh?
What are you doing in my place, Billy the Kid? I told you never to come here. You're nothing but a cheap bandit, a killer, an outlaw, and I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Kiss me. Keep him away from me, Sheriff. You're the one I love. I love you so much I could kill you. Take that. And that. Take your hands off me, Billy the Kid, you villain. You scoundrel. Oh, how I hate you.
Look. Look, Kitty, couldn't you love him and hate me a little? Billy the Kid, you ain't going to take my gal away from me. Because I'm going to hang you as soon as I gets enough evidence.
Don't make me laugh. You'll never get any evidence on me. Come on, man, up to the bar. I'm buying a drink for everybody. On the house.
What was that?
We will now drink to the memory of the bartender.
I'll show him. I'll get the evidence right now. Here's his best friend, the Indian. Come here, chief. Are you Billy the Kid's best friend? Can't you say anything else but, Come clean, Chief. Tell me, where was Billy the Kid last night?
Me hide in sagebrush. Cattle graze quietly. Suddenly, Billy the Kid's horse come up at gallop.
Clippity-clop.
All right. So he's rustling cattle now, eh? That's just the evidence I need to hang Billy the Kid. Will you testify in court? Will you swear to your story? That's swell. You can go now. By the way, Chief, what's your name?
Junior. We better hide. Here comes Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid. At last, I've got enough evidence to hang you. Boys! What's that? Who's that stranger coming in?
What's you cooking here, Watson?
Huh? Why, we're hanging Billy the Kid.
You can't hang him. He's a fake. I'm Billy the Kid.
What do you mean I'm a fake? See these notches in my gun?
Yes.
Bandits.
You see these notches in my gun?
Yes.
Termites.
Your face is awfully familiar, stranger. Are you from the Bar X Ranch around the bend?
No, I'm from the Bar and Grill around the corner. And if this fancy pants imposter, Billy the Knish, gets tough with me, I'll shoot it out with him, you see?
Don't ride me, stranger, because my trigger finger is itching.
You're lucky. I'm itching all over.
Oh, yeah?
Look, you, for trying to muscle in, I'm going to plug you right now.
Got me a time throttler. Such a small bullet, I'll give a small holler. Oh, that's all.
At last, we got the goods on you, Billy. We saw you shoot this man. String him up, boys. Come on. Rip his shirt. Hold on. What's that you're wearing, Billy the Kid? Why, you got on a half a locket.
A half locket? Wait a minute. I got a half locket, too.
What's engraved on your half?
Pepsi. What's on your half?
Cola.
Pepsi Cola.
That's my pop. Daddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Victor Mature. It was nice of you to come on my program tonight.
Well, after all, Eddie, we're friends.
And it was nice of you to let us kid you the way you did.
Well, after all, Eddie, we're friends.
And when I get back to Hollywood, I'll appear with you in your next picture.
Well, good night, stranger.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sing a number which Irving Berlin has just written especially for the United States government, Any Bonds Today. The tall man with the high hat and the whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, Any bonds today?
Any bonds today?
Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today?
Scrape up the most you can. Here comes a freedom man,
asking you to buy a share of freedom today.
Buy a share of freedom, and he stands today.
We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan.
Not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
Buy a bond, 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 buy a bond.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was my last song for a few weeks because I'm going away for a little vacation. And while I'm gone, we've got a swell show for you, a different sort of program I'm sure you'll all enjoy. So be sure to listen, will you? Thanks for everything, and so, till next Wednesday, till next Wednesday. Toodaloo, toodaloo. Don't forget to listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to listen to Mr. District Attorney, who follows immediately with the thrilling case of the murdered middleweight.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.